This is a recording for the 8-week mindfulness-based stress reduction program at the Center for Mindfulness at UMass Memorial Health.
This sequence offers an alternative to lying down or standing yoga. For those of you who are finding that a seated series of mindful movements is more suitable for your body right now. Please know that this is an awareness practice, so whatever is evoked in the body, heart, and mind is the yoga. While the guidance will center around the movements you may make with the body, this practice is for all of you. And as it feels relevant, you are encouraged to attend to the experiences of your thoughts and emotions as they arise too. For this practice, you will need a stable, straight-backed chair, perhaps a kitchen or desk chair without wheels or arms. An ordinary folding chair will work nicely too, as long as it is sturdy. If you need to, please pause the recording now to find and establish your seat in such a chair. To begin the practice, sit comfortably, allowing the weight of your body to be held by the chair. Sit back in the chair so that both your legs and your spine are supported, softening the face, belly, and limbs. Connect your attention with the sensations and experiences of just sitting here. Perhaps feeling the places where your body contacts the chair and the floor. Perhaps following the rise and fall of breathing in and out. Noticing the sensations of contact between your feet and the earth, between your buttocks and the chair seat, your back and the chair back. The intention of this practice is to guide and support you in exploring the sensations of your body in movement, moment to moment, curiously and with kindness. Seeing if it is possible now to get interested in the process of this practice. You are in charge of your body. If at any time, as the instructions unfold, you feel it would not be wise for your body to follow them, know that you can always return to this relatively easeful posture you are sitting in right now, or move in any way that feels okay for you presently. And anytime you feel ready to do so, you can simply re-engage with the forms as they are being offered. You are also always welcome to adapt the movements and shapes to fit your sense of what will be most helpful and interesting for you today. Now the invitation is to sit up taller, bringing your spine away from the chair back, and possibly sliding your buttocks forward slightly so you can plant your feet firmly on the floor, hip width from each other, allowing your arms to rest at your sides. As you feel ready, raise your hands into the sky overhead, reaching your arms as high as you wish and stretching for as long as you like. When you feel finished with that, lower the arms again, perhaps breathing out as you do so. Feel welcome to try this raised hands movement and form a few more times, each in your own way, in your own rhythm, perhaps raising your arms straight forward the first time, and reaching out to the sides and up the second time you try this. Perhaps breathing in when you reach, breathing out when you lower the arms, and possibly circling your wrists while the hands are raised into the sky. Maybe also looking up at the hands for some portion of this form. After you have lowered your arms for the last time, pause, aware of breathing in and breathing out, and noticing your experiences here and now. With your hands on your hips and your feet planted about hip width from one another, begin tilting your pelvis forward and back again, in your own rhythm. Tilting forward, arching the lower back, then tilting back, flattening the lumbar curve. Perhaps breathing in as you tilt the hips forward and breathing out as you tilt the hips back toward the chair behind you. This is a small movement pattern involving just the pelvis and the lower back, giving full attention and opportunity to move to that specific area. You may find it helpful to place one hand on your belly and the other hand on your lower back to support you in feeling the subtlety of these pelvic rocking movements. Feeling your way, listening to the sensations of movement as they arise, sustain, and fade away. Re-establish the upright sitting position now, pausing once again, aware of breathing, noticing your experiences here and now, and being clear in the intention to meet them kindly, just as they are. Now drawing the right knee towards your belly, picking the foot up off the floor, perhaps clasping behind the knee or behind the thigh. Or resting the foot on the chair seat and clasping the hands around the shin, if that works for you. Maybe you'll begin circling that knee around, gently moving the thigh and the hip socket and feeling the sensations that arise, taking your time in exploring this shape of the body and this movement pattern. When that feels complete for you, placing the right foot back down on the floor, pause for a few moments, noticing, does one leg or hip feel differently from the other? Now bring the left knee toward the belly and try the whole process again with the second leg. Clasping the hand on the knee or the shin. Perhaps circling the knee around. Noticing how moving each leg brings its own unique set of sensations and experiences. Once you have placed your left foot back on the floor, lean back into the chair again for a few breaths, feeling your entire body supported and relatively motionless. What's this like now? Remember that the intention of this practice is to guide and support you in investigating your embodied experiences moment to moment with kindness. You always have choices about how and how much to move your body. Anytime along the way, you can return to this position. And whenever you decide to, you can re-engage with the practice being shared here. So when you are ready, sit tall once again, with your feet planted and aligned with your hips and your palms on your thighs, just above the knees. This next movement is similar to the pelvic arching and tilting we practiced earlier in the sequence, only this time the invitation is to a larger movement, gently flexing and extending your entire spine from the crown of the head to the tip of the tail. Begin by allowing the whole spine to soften into a C shape, with the head and the tail both curling forward and your middle back rounded toward the chair back. Now, slowly, arch the back, lifting the head, lengthening the neck, sliding the hands up the thighs, and squeezing the shoulder blades towards each other. From here, moving back and forth between the C shape and the arch shape at your own pace, sliding your hands down toward your knees, and then back up toward the tops of your thighs as you move. Perhaps breathing in while arching and breathing out while rounding the entire spine. Allowing your shoulders to remain relaxed and supple throughout this movement. Noticing whatever sensations may arise as you move. Sensations on the surface of the body or deep inside. After several cycles through this movement, whenever it feels finished to you, come back once again to simple sitting, noticing your breathing, and aware of your myriad experiences here and now. Now, sliding the hands down the thighs toward the knees and folding forward from the hips, perhaps resting the belly on the thighs, allowing the head to release toward the floor, and letting your hands come down toward the floor as well. Moving in this direction to whatever degree feels workable in your body now, resting in a forward fold from the hips for as long as is comfortable for your body. When you are ready to return to the upright position, placing your hands on your thighs just above the knees, using the strength of the arms to help lift the torso to the upright sitting position. Perhaps noticing any reactions you have inwardly to the movement experiences, knowing self-judgment as self-judgment when it arises, and seeing if it is possible to know it as a thought rather than a true statement about who you are. Once again, sitting tall with feet aligned under the hips, and now with your hands holding the chair on either side of your thighs, holding the chair back or the tops of the chair legs, raise your right foot, extending your right leg and reaching the heel of that right foot away from the hip. If it's workable for you, while keeping the right leg extended, also raise your left arm skyward, reaching the hand away from the left shoulder. Sustain this shape while breathing consciously for a few breaths and noticing whatever sensations may be present. Then return to sitting tall, lowering the arm, lowering the leg, and pausing to notice if one side of the body feels differently from the other. In your own time, explore this process again on the second side. First, raise the left foot, extending that knee. Then reach the right hand, opening up the right shoulder. Reaching the right hand skyward just as far as you feel comfortable. Breathing, steady and awake to your embodied experiences. And then returning to sitting at your own pace, inclining toward a continuity of awareness throughout this practice. Sitting tall and toward the front of the chair, with your feet lined up with your hips, reach your hands back to take hold of the chair back, right hand holding the right side of the chair back, and left hand holding the left side of the chair back. Check to ensure that this feels sturdy and safe for you. If so, begin leaning your chest forward, allowing the connection between the hands and the chair back to support you in opening up the area around the heart as you straighten your arms. Let the support of that clasp between hands and chair help create a sweet stretch across the upper torso, broad in the chest. Remain for several breaths before returning to upright sitting. If you wish, repeat this form once or twice more. As you practice in this way, bringing full attention to the processes of movement and to the internal experiences of sensations and breathing, remembering that you are in charge of your body, and also that there is no wrong thing to feel. Rather, developing as you go along a relationship with what you feel is supportive of giving care to this body. Once again, returning to simple sitting, let the weight of your entire body be held by the chair, sitting back so that your spine is supported and softening the face, belly, and limbs. Continue connecting your attention with the body sensations and notice any ripple effects of the forms we have practiced so far. Sit up tall once again, feet planted into the earth and aligned hip width, spine long. Reaching your arms up overhead, turn your belly, chest, and face to the right as you lower your arms, resting the left hand on the outside of the right thigh and placing the right hand behind you on the chair seat or back, whichever seems to work more easily for you. Sustain this spinal twisting shape for a few breaths, attending to the sensations of being here, breathing, perhaps deepening into this form a bit as you stay. To unwind this shape, reach the arms back up, stretching while returning to face front. Then lower the arms, release the body back to simple sitting, and pause for a few breaths before continuing to explore the twist on the second side. Reaching, turning, staying as long as you like in the twist to the left. When you are ready, raising the hands and returning to center, pausing for a few moments, staying, breathing, and returning again to simple sitting. Place your hands on either side of your hips, palms or soft fists on the outer edge of the chair seat beside your hips, using your hands to support maintaining a lifted chest. Extend from your right knee, bringing your right leg parallel to the floor, and holding this shape for some breaths, noticing the work of the muscles in the right thigh. Perhaps circling at the right ankle while that leg is raised. A few times in one direction, a few times in the second direction. Then lowering the leg and pausing to notice the ripple effects on that first side. When you are ready, keeping your chest lifted, using the support of your arms, hands planted on the chair, lift the left leg to parallel with the floor, sustaining this shape, and possibly circling at the ankle several times in one direction, several times in the other direction. You may feel warmth and tightening in the left thigh. Noticing this, listening to the experiences, finding your edge here, and respecting your current limit with this particular shape. Staying until it feels appropriate to release. You may also wish to try raising and holding each leg once or twice more. As you sustain these shapes, noticing the sensations that they create in your body. A sense of engagement or strength, perhaps. A sense of heat or warmth in the thigh that is working. If raising one leg feels quite easy for you, one leg at a time, there's also the possibility, hands on the chair seat, to extend both feet engaging both thigh muscles and noticing how that feels in your body right now. When you have completed your practice with this shape, continuing to notice your unfolding experiences from the simple sitting position, perhaps with hands now resting in your lap. Once again, place your hands outside your hips, supported by the chair seat. Now reach your right arm up and over toward the left, leaning on your left hand for steadiness. Let the right hip be heavy on the chair, creating a crescent shape with the torso, lengthening the entire right side of the body. Reaching your right hand to the left, sustain the shape for a few moments, and as you feel to, go ahead and change sides, first releasing back to neutral sitting, planting the right hand on the chair seat for support, then reaching the left arm up and over to the right, extending and stretching out the left side of the trunk, heavy in the left hip, taking support from the right hand on the chair. Perhaps you'll wish to try this side stretch two or three more times. Remember, staying in the shape only as long as feels appropriate for your side body as it is right now. You may choose to alternate side to side in a quicker or slower rhythm. Your reach may be larger or smaller. Each time you practice. And whenever you deem it wise, returning to simple sitting and noticing what is arising in your immediate experience here and now. Widen the distance between your feet so that they are wider than your hips are wide. Place your feet firmly on the floor. Place your hands on your thighs just above the knees. Begin to circle your torso around, moving from the belly and the hips. Any size circles, any speed that feels good to you. Vary the size and speed of the circles if you wish. Explore the sensations associated with circling the hips in this way, listening deeply within your body, connecting with whatever is arising there. Now change direction and continue to explore circling from the hips until you feel ready to stop. Bring the torso back to neutral and narrow the gap between the feet to hip width once again. Sitting back in the chair, let go of moving. Settle into relative stillness. Become aware of the entire body breathing. Notice any sensations that seem to be effects of the movement practice we've been engaging in. We'll take a few minutes now to scan the body, as in the body scan practice, but with fewer details. Perhaps just checking in with the entire body to be sure the position you have arranged will be workable for this, and making any adjustments if needed. Allowing the entire body to be supported by the chair. Bring your attention to both feet, noticing what sensations are here now, resting attention for a few moments with the feet. Remembering, from our point of view, whatever you are feeling, since it is part of your experience, whether it is numbness or achiness, or nothing much, or a sweet sense of ease, is okay. Is okay just the way it is. The practice is the noticing of what's arising. Resting your attention in the feet, discovering for yourself what's here right now. And shifting attention into the lower legs, ankles, calves and shins, knees. Aware of both lower legs simultaneously. Discovering from the inside what is present in the lower legs now. Remembering that you are in charge of your experience and can move the attention to another location at any time if that feels necessary for any reason. Noticing the lower legs and then letting them fade as you intentionally shift the focus to the thighs, both thighs at once. Sensing temperature, vibrations or pulsations, heaviness or lightness. Perhaps noticing the contact between the backs of your thighs and the seat of the chair. Remembering also that distractions arise as a natural part of this process and don't mean anything is wrong. If you find you have become distracted, simply reconnecting whenever the opportunity arises and practicing kindness toward yourself as you do so. Allowing the thighs to fade into the background, now noticing the lower third of the torso, the pelvic floor, the lower back, and lower belly. Possibly sensing breathing here. And noticing whatever other sensations are present in addition to the breathing rhythm in the pelvis. Moving into the middle third of the torso, the abdominal region and the middle back. Feeling sensations on the surface of this region and perhaps inside as well, wherever sensations actually happen to be arising. And remembering there is no wrong experience. Numbness, tingling, heaviness, and so forth, all sensations and the absence of sensation is part of what may be noticed as you practice. Moving now to the top third of the torso, chest and upper back, armpits. Perhaps feeling breathing in this upper third of the torso. What else is here for you to notice? And now expanding awareness to the entire trunk, pelvis to shoulders, front to back, left side to right, inside and out. Feeling the entire cylinder that we call the trunk of the body. Noticing what is here. Now letting trunk go, I'm focusing on right arm, shoulder, upper arm, elbow, wrist, hand. And left arm, shoulder, upper arm, elbow, wrist, hand. What do you notice in the left arm? Tuning in to the experiences that let you know there's a left arm here. Now allowing the left arm to fade and coming into conscious contact with the neck. Recognizing whatever experiences are present in the neck. Allowing them to be as they are and knowing them clearly. Spending a few moments exploring sensations in the neck. And then allowing the neck to fade into the background, coming into conscious contact with the experiences of the head, including the jaw, the lips, the tongue, the eyes, and the interior of the head. Exploring all the sensations that are available in the head right now. And now widening the focus back to the entire body, sensing the entire body breathing, supported by the chair. As you sense the entire body breathing, checking inwardly to see if there is another kind of movement you would like to explore before concluding the seated yoga practice, listening into the body, discovering for yourself if there is an intuitive way of movement that you would like to engage in. Or perhaps there will arise in your mind's eye the image of a movement practice you've learned before, together with the sense that this movement would be helpful right now. Perhaps you know the name of a particular movement practice, and this arises in your mind. However you get the information from inside, if there is one more movement that you would like to explore in your own way, in your own time, please engage with this now, taking a few moments to explore moving in the ways that simply feel good to you, that feel nurturing to your body, supportive to your particular situation, just as it is today. As you explore the intuitive movement, you may notice thoughts and emotions as well, checking to see how the thoughts and emotions relate to or don't relate to the movement that you're doing. When this feels complete for you, when you've had enough time to engage with the possibility of intuitively sourcing movement from within your own wisdom, your own body's understanding, then allowing the body to settle once more into stillness. Letting go of the doing sense and coming into the sense of simply being here. Being here, breathing in. Being here, breathing out. Connecting with and clearly recognizing any effects that have arisen in the felt sense of how you are right now, as a result of this seated yoga practice. This concludes the seated yoga practice for today. The invitation now is to bring the attentiveness you have been developing into whatever comes next for you today.